When we asked you all for nominations for the next American Icon, some of John Steinbeck's novels were among your suggestions, which I was glad to see because Steinbeck's reputation hasn't held up quite as well as maybe it should have. 50 years ago, Steinbeck began his last major book, Travels with Charlie in Search of America. It was about a road trip he took, pretty much a huge loop around the United States in a camper truck with his dog, Charlie. Over the next few weeks, we're revisiting some stops in Travels with Charlie to look at how America has changed in the half century since. We started in Sag Harbor, New York, and today we're in New Orleans, where Steinbeck saw for himself one of the most dramatic events of the last century in progress, the racial integration of public schools.
We're in the Faubourg Marigny area of New Orleans. It's immediately across the street from the French Quarter. We're sitting in Washington Park. It's a one square block green space in one corner, swings and things for children. And what you hear in the background of school children who are here, it's hard to imagine that anybody would want all of these kids to fail, or some of these kids to fail, or any of these kids to fail. But if all of the young people in this park graduated from high school in 5 years, all of them could not work in New Orleans, commensurate with their education.
This is my story.
My name is Kalamu Yasalam.
This is my song.
I am a writer, educator, and filmmaker.
I will sing these here blues, though they done stole my tongue.
Yeah, in 1960, when Steinbeck came through, I was born in 1947. I was 13 years old. He came to look at France school and what was happening there. And France was an elementary school where integration, what some people would say forced integration, was going on.
Late in 1960, Steinbeck wrote, the incident most reported and pictured in the newspapers was the matriculation of a couple of tiny Negro children in a New Orleans school.
Behind these small, dark mites were the law's majesty and the law's power to enforce. Both the scales and the sword were allied with the infants, while against them were 300 years of fear and anger and terror of change in a changing world.
This bitter earth, well, what the fruit it bears.
When France happened, the school I went to, Rivers Frederick Jr. High School, was located in the 7th Ward. I lived in the lower 9th Ward. In order to get to school, I would catch a bus, the Galvis bus. And the Galvis bus passed right in front of France School. So we saw what was going on there. And one of the guys that rode the bus with us was in the band. And for about a week, instead of carrying a trombone in his case, he carried a shotgun, because it had become just that dangerous.
What made the newsmen love the story?
What made the newsmen love the story was a group of stout, middle-aged women who, by some curious definition of the word mother, gathered every day to scream invectives at children. No newspaper had printed the words these women shouted, but now I heard the words, bestial and filthy and degenerate. These were not mothers, not even women. They were crazy actors playing to a crazy audience.
To a crazy audience. Steinbeck is doing what many of us do. When we see something that we find horrific, first thing we do is dehumanize it. And the second thing we do is pretend it's not us. When the truth is that one major part of the human condition is the ability to be inhuman. And all humans have that within them. And we must struggle with that.
We're walking on Frenchman towards the river.
I was born by the river.
The river that way!
I believe that this country has made tremendous legal developments. There's a big difference between segregation being legal and segregation being illegal. Is that big difference addressing the problem? No. Here's a soundbite for you. Race was never the problem in America. That was a symptom of the problem. The problem was the economic appropriation and exploitation of land and labor. Those who owned never intended to share. And so instead of sharing, what they did was told you, then black people's your problem.
Sometimes you start something and it stops.
So I did this album called My Story, My Song. It's a series of duets with New Orleans musicians whom I knew. Walter Washington, who was a blues musician, who was playing tonight on Frenchman Street, the street we just passed.
This is called Unfinished Blues.
This is John Steinbeck, Travels with Charlie, In Search of America. He set off with a dog going looking for America. I don't know if he found it.
I have not intended to present, nor do I think I have presented, any kind of cross-section so that a reader can say, he thinks he has presented a true picture of the South. I don't. I've only told what a few people said to me and what I saw. I don't know whether they were typical or whether any conclusion can be drawn. But I do know it is a troubled place and a people caught in a jam. And I know that the solution, when it arrives, will not be easy or simple.
That's a passage from John Steinbeck's 1960 book, Travels with Charlie in Search of America. It was read by John Biewen of the Center for Documentary Studies at Duke University, who produced this series. You can watch a video about his documentary project at studio360.org.